This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. It was 75 years ago that the writer Georges Simenon created the detective inspector Maigret. Simenon was born in Liège, Belgium in 1903. At the age of 16, he began work as a reporter for a local newspaper. At the age of 19, he moved to Paris to begin his career as a novelist. His writings include more than 200 novels, 84 Maigret mysteries, and more than 1,000 short stories. Faulkner compared him to Chekhov. Camus said he would not have written The Stranger. He could not have written The Stranger had it not been for Ticket of Leave. And P.D. James said of the author, he was a writer who, more than any other crime novelist, combined a high literary reputation with popular appeal. Now three of his Maigret mysteries are making their debut in Penguin paperback. They are A Man's Head, Lock 14, and The Yellow Dog. Simenon's son, John, joins me this afternoon to talk about his father and the mysteries now available from Penguin. John, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
You know, the New York Times did a profile of your father in 1984. At the time, he was 80 years old. And in the opening of the piece, he's quoted as saying he had 33 homes. And then you look at the amount of writing that he did, and his fondness for women. What was it like to be in a room with your father?
Like, I think, for every son to be in a room with his father. It's true, we moved a lot, after I was born, and he always felt the need to move from one place to the other. As for the women, that is not something that we were part of course. Although we were aware of it, but it was not part of our life.
Yeah.
And we were raised in very strict, very demanding ethic conditions, I would say.
Yeah. Well, do you have a memory of him on a special occasion or on a holiday where you were having a great time together?
Yes, quite a few, actually. We went on holidays very often. I have some memories of going through Holland, going through the same trip that he had done prior to creating Maigret, because he created Maigret as he was stranded in Delfzijl in Holland. That was a very good memory of a vacation with him, but there are many others.
Yeah. What had his childlike been like in Liège?
He was a very happy child, but he did not have a very happy relationship with his mother. It is quite known that she blatantly preferred his younger brother to a point which was very difficult to bear, I would say. You know, when my uncle died, she said, "What a pity it wasn't you." You know, it was a very difficult relationship.
Now, how was it that he became a newspaper reporter at the age of 16?
That's because he had to support the family. His father died at that time. And they were, you know, that the only thing he felt he knew how to do was to write.
So when did he begin writing? It must have been before 16.
Well, he was 16. Pretty good at school.
Yeah.
He was left alone whenever they would his professors would or teachers would give assignments. He could write whatever he wanted. He didn't have to follow the rules. And then, you know, as he had to think about a way of living, he never thought that he could earn money by being a novelist. At the time, the only way for him to make a living out of writing skills was as a journalist.
Hmm. Well, then when did he begin writing the novels?
His first novel was while he was still in Liège. That was when he was I think he was about 19 or something like that. But that was published really for his friends. The first novels that he published as part of his trade was when he went to Paris, so in the early 20s.
His books have been translated into more than 50 languages, selling more than 1.5 billion copies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
That's amazing.
I didn't do that computation myself, but these are the this is the conclusion that the publishers came to when they polled all the different translations and print runs.
What is it about your father's writings that have proved so popular?
Well, my own belief is that it is a combination of the stories are not very long. They are usually no more than 200, 250 pages, which is quite short by American standards. The style is extremely concise. He can, you know, describe a character or a setting in very, very few words and put you right there. You think you know all about the character in only a few sentences. And also he writes about something that is quite eternal, no matter where you are and at what time, you know, in the centuries it is, it's the human mind, the human psychology.
Mm. What can you tell us about what kind of detective Maigret is and the type of cases that he works?
Okay, as a detective, he's somebody who really started from the bottom and went up the hierarchy of the police force, you know, slowly but surely. He's the first detective character, I believe, in the history of mystery books that actually it was a police force detective, not a private investigator or an amateur like Sherlock Holmes. He knows all about police work. He knows all about forensics. He knows all about scientific investigations. But he personally relies more on intuition and trying to put himself in the mind of the suspect. And therefore, the stories are usually not who done it or how, but why. And that the whole suspense of the book is really finding out, discovering ourselves together with Maigret, what went through the mind of the suspect and why he behaved the way he did.
Mm. What was the first Maigret?
They were written, it's difficult to tell because the story, my father is not very reliable when he says, when he mentions the very first one. They were launched as a series in 1931. There were five to be launched together, and the three that are being re-released by Penguin are part of that bunch. In addition to that, there were two others. I don't know their titles in English, but one was The Pendu de Saint-Folien, and the other one was Monsieur Gallet Décédé.
Mm. How did your father work, given his tremendous output? It was so prolific.
Yes, well, he just had that urge, that need to write. It's something that, you know, although he didn't really need to for to keep a living after a while, that was something that he just needed psychologically and physically. So it was a very intense proposal for him. He would immerse himself in the characters for about a month before writing the book. And then he went into some sort of a trance and wrote them in a very short period of time, no more than 10, 15 days. Mm. And the reason it was so short, he said, was that he didn't have the physical stamina to write for any longer. He lost about 10 pounds after every book, which he took back very quickly after that. But it was a very, very physical experience for him.
Mm. Do you think Penguin will publish some of your father's other works?
That's their plan. So I certainly hope that continues. They are planning a series of Maigret stories over the next few years, and there are already some non-Maigret novels available in the U.S. market that were published by New York Review of Books. So that makes a few. There are quite a few titles available now.
Yeah, I think it would also be fascinating to read his memoirs.
Well, yes, they are very interesting. That's also part of, you know, that's in the works.
Okay.
What we need to do, that's a longer book, though. That's a much bigger piece to retranslate. But they will probably be made available again fairly soon.
Thank you very much for talking with me this afternoon.
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity.
You're very welcome. Jean Simenon has been our guest in this portion of the program. His father's Some of his father's McGray mysteries are now available from Penguin, A Man's Head, Lock 14, and The Yellow Dog.